Good morning. My name is Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Ms. Karen Hornig, who is Deputy Commissioner of the Maryland Insurance Administration. And Karen is here to talk to us about all things insurance. So, Karen, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill. It's so nice to be back.
Well, thank you so much for coming. It's a very interesting show the last time, and goodness knows insurance does not stop.
No, it doesn't.
So I'm glad you could come back and update us and give us some information. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about the Maryland Insurance Administration?
The Maryland Insurance Administration is one of the oldest state agencies in Maryland. It is an independent state agency, which means that it's funded by dollars from insurance companies, premium tax dollars from insurance companies, not through the typical general fund of Maryland. And the purpose of the Maryland Insurance Administration, which has existed now for almost 150 years, is to regulate the insurance industry that operates in Maryland and to protect consumers who purchase insurance.
That's a big job. How long have you been with the agency?
June, it'll be 5 years that I've been with the Insurance Administration.
5 years, that's long enough to know where the bones are buried.
I don't know about that, but it's been a great opportunity, and it's a wonderful agency. Lots of professionals. We have lots of lawyers and actuaries and accountants, all of whom are dedicated to making sure that the industry in Maryland is strong and that that consumers are protected.
Great. How can someone find out more information?
We have a very informative website.
That you do. It's a good one.
And that can be found online at marylandmdinsurance.state.md.us. And we also have a page on Facebook. And so I would ask that people follow us on Facebook. You can get updates that way, and you can also ask questions through the Facebook page.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And telephone?
The 1-800 number is 800-492-6116 or 410-468-2000.
Okay, great. So that's 1-800-492-6116 or 410-468-2000.
Correct.
Great. Let's first talk about homeowners insurance. And we're going to get to health insurance for those folks that say, what about health insurance? But what is it? Why is it important? And what are things people should look out for?
Well, let's start with why it's important. Homeowners insurance is important because for most Americans, their home is their biggest asset, their biggest financial asset. Mm-hmm. And the protection provided by homeowners insurance is very important. If you finance your home through a mortgage, then you are required to have homeowners insurance by your mortgage lender. So that's not even an option. It's only optional for those people who own their homes outright. And even for those individuals, it's enormously important that they have insurance. The question then is, what is it? It is protection against a risk of loss to the property, damage to the property or liability that may occur because of something that occurs on or off, actually, your property. But I want to emphasize what it isn't. Homeowners insurance is not the way that a homeowner can pay for ongoing maintenance and improvements to their property. It is the source of compensation when there is a particular loss. So the example that I think is most helpful, homeowners insurance will cover the cost of getting a new roof if a tree falls and crashes through your roof. Homeowners insurance will not pay for a new roof if you need the new roof because it's 35 years old and really old and leaky.
Right.
So there's the difference between wear and tear, which is not covered by insurance, and an incident that occurs a loss, which is covered by insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And there are different types of coverages, and what is most important for people to discuss with an insurance professional is if they have sufficient amounts of coverage to cover the value of your property. And I would especially encourage people who have owned their homes for a long period of time and maybe haven't looked at their policy in years, make sure that you have enough coverage to cover the value, the current value of your property.
Yeah, because that usually goes up.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though we've had an economic downturn since 2008, it by and large in this area, real estate held its value pretty well. So it's very important. The mm-hmm. other thing to understand what is and what isn't covered by a policy, what is included and what is excluded. And the big thing that is excluded from a traditional homeowner's policy is damage from flood.
Ah, right.
That is not covered. So people really need to consider, especially here in Maryland, when we have so much coastline and so much potential exposure to tropical storms and hurricanes, getting the additional coverage of flood insurance. And that is typically sold through the National Flood Insurance Program.
How can they find out about that?
They can find out about that from our website or online from the National Flood Insurance Program. Very easy to find online. But they can contact the Maryland Insurance Administration and we can give them additional information about the NFIP.
Great. Isn't it flood.gov or something like that?
I believe that it is, yes.
That makes it easier. Do's and don'ts.
One of the major don'ts, I would say, is don't make claims unless you really need to make a claim. It gets back to that sort of don't make claims for little things is my advice. And here's the reason why. A insurance company rather can non-renew your policy. Typically, if you've had 3 non-weather related losses within a 36-month period.
Huh.
So if you have 3 tiny little losses, uh-huh. maybe a bent screen door, or somebody stole your son's laptop at college, or those kinds of things. While they're covered losses, you may want to consider whether you want to bear the potential uptick in costs that go along with making small claims, any kind of claim, or the potential for being non-renewed.
Yeah.
So that's one thing to think through carefully. The other thing is to remind people that payment for insurance is unlike payment for other things. It is not like payment on a credit card, where if we're late or if we miss a payment, what happens is the balance rolls over to the next month and we have to pay a late fee. That is not the way payment for insurance works. If you do not pay for your insurance, it will lapse. That means the coverage stops.
Yeah, they give an exact minute.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It's 12 o'clock, you know, yeah. midnight yeah. on a certain day.
Yeah.
And so, we are so used to the concept of rolling credit.
Right.
Things just roll over and we were a little short this month, so we'll pay the late fee. That's not the way it works in insurance. And in fact, if your homeowner's insurance lapses and you have a mortgage, then your lender can put into place what's called forced place insurance. They take the policy out, but you have to pay it. But the benefits are only for the mortgage company or the lender, and it can be very expensive.
Yeah. So the net is make sure you pay it on time.
Great. Absolutely.
Thank you. We've got just a couple minutes left, and I wanted to make sure that we talked about health reform, because the new health plan is something that has just about all of us totally befuddled, frankly.
Well, it is a very complicated issue, obviously. Healthcare reform is a complicated issue, and we do have lots of information on our website.
Great.
Maryland is in the forefront of implementation of the Federal Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. And beginning in October of 2013, this year, open enrollment will begin on the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange. And that means that individuals and people interested in small group health insurance policies will be able to use the exchange to find health policies that are appropriate and affordable for them. The exchange will benefit those people who currently cannot get insurance because mm-hmm. one of the key provisions of the Affordable Care Act is that people cannot be refused insurance because of pre-existing conditions.
So really, that's starting this October 2013.
Open enrollment begins in October. And again, that's the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange. The Maryland Insurance Administration is currently in the process of reviewing premium insurance rate filings that filed by companies that want to sell policies on the exchange. And we're under they're being scrutinized for actuarial soundness mm-hmm. and to be sure that those are the appropriate amounts to be charged by insurance companies.
So really a kind of a shortcut would be that of looking at this would be that those folks that either don't have insurance or that have had to take very expensive insurance because of pre-existing conditions or some other kind of limitation or some other qualification, this is really a great opportunity for them.
That's right. For those people who are on Medicare, Medicaid, or who have large group employers, they are going to see very little, if any, difference. Oh. For those people who are in small group, who have a small group policy, or who have to buy individual policies, they have the opportunity now to shop on the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange.
Yeah, they could save some money here.
That's correct.
Yeah, and get better coverage.
That's right. Yeah. The coverages will be expanded because there are some new mandatory benefits that are required by the Affordable Care Act. So I would encourage people to look at our website. We have updates that people can get email updates from the Maryland Insurance Administration, mm-hmm. and that will help them keep informed about what's going on in the exchange.
Great, and they should go once again to the website?
That's right, www.mdinsurance.state.md.us.
And that 1-800 number?
1-800-492-6116.
Great. We've got about a minute left, Karen, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to throw a final word in about avoiding any frauds or anything that are going around. What would you say for folks?
I do think with respect to health insurance, people need to be careful about websites claiming to be the exchange. Mm. We actually found one here in Maryland claiming to be the MD exchange. It was not. Make sure that what you're looking at, especially online, is coming through one of the state agency's websites, and that way you can't go wrong.
And really, the only way to do that is to, how can somebody make sure that a website, I guess if they put up the state seal or...
Well, I think it's for the websites from a state agency, it's fairly clear that those are legitimate websites. You'll see the pictures of the governor and the lieutenant governor. There will be the state seal. Yeah. But if you have any question about whether or not a website is legitimate, then give us a call at the Maryland Insurance Administration and we'll help you with that.
Great, great. And that number again is?
1-800-492-6116.
Or www.mdinsurance.state.md.us. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for, Karen. I'm sorry, but I want you to come back.
I will. I'm happy to do it, Bill. Thank you so much.
Sure. For Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Ms. Karen Hornig, who is Deputy Commissioner of the Maryland Insurance Administration, for being our guest today. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Bill.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.